And welcome in, everybody, to another edition of the Future Brew Podcast right here on amazingbrew.com. My name is Vaughn Lozon, and man, we are here. We got rivalry week, Michigan-Ohio State coming up this weekend. It is always such a pleasure to see these two teams face off. It is just, it's the best rivalry in all of sports, in my opinion. It is the cream of the crop. It is just everything that you look forward to out of college football with a rivalry as big as this, especially with the implications for the college football playoff. And before that, the Big Ten championship game. Just so much to look forward to when it comes to this weekend, not only with Michigan, Ohio State, but so many other good games. USC and Notre Dame is the other one that really comes to mind for me. It's going to be just such a great final regular season weekend of college football. So that's kind of just my quick opine as far as non-recruiting news. But let's get to the recruiting coverage because quite a bit has happened over the last week or so since I last spoke with you guys. And as I said last week, I am lonesome at this point. John Simmons will come back within the next couple of weeks and rejoin me with the recruiting podcast here, Future Brew, and other recruiting coverage as the early signing period gets closer and closer. We are just a little under a month away now from the early signing period. Lots of stuff's going to happen within the next month. So please stick around, amazingbrew.com, Future Brew podcast. We are going to break it all down for you as this cycle winds down. But let's get to the biggest news from the last week. And we always start these podcasts with the most recent commitment for the Michigan Wolverines. And that's exactly what happened on Friday when Sharon Moore and the Wolverines got a commitment from 2023 three-star offensive lineman Nathan Ifobe. He announced it Friday afternoon on his Twitter and Instagram pages. This is a really big pickup for Michigan. Along the offensive line, he stands 6 foot three and a half, weighs 282 pounds. He is from the state of Georgia, which, believe it or not, Michigan's actually had some pretty good success down in the state of Georgia. You wouldn't expect that being an SEC school all the way down south. But you know what? Michigan has been able to reel in some recruits from down there over the last several years, especially since Harbaugh's been in town. He was ranked number 462 overall on the 24/7 sports composite as a solid three-star, number 31 at the interior offensive line position, number 44 overall in the state of Georgia. Speaking of Georgia, he had an offer from Georgia, as he did from the likes of Louisville, Miami, NC State, Penn State, Vanderbilt, Duke. So quite the academic kid with a few of those in there, Georgia Tech as well, being another strong academic program. So, like I said, this is a really big pickup for the Wolverines. Michigan now has three offensive linemen committed to this class. Ifobe's joining four-star Amir Herring, who committed quite, it seems like quite a long time ago at this point. It was back over the summer, the in-state interior offensive lineman. And four-star Evan Link, he is a tackle, more than likely a right tackle, but definitely has the ability to play left tackle as well. Yeah, I mean, this is really important for Sharon Moore and for Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines football program to get this commitment at this time. He took a visit over the summer, anticipates taking an official visit in December. So the fact that they were able to seal the deal before that official visit is really big in my mind because the longer you wait, the better opportunity it gives other programs to sneak back in. It really seemed like Michigan was at the forefront of his recruitment from the get-go, ever since they offered him back in July. His family has a pre-existing relationship with the Ojabo family. So David Ojabo's mother and Nathan Ifobe's mother are reportedly very close. So that definitely gave Michigan a leg up in this recruitment, having the familiarity with the football program from the Ojabo family certainly speaks volumes, especially a player like David Ojabo, who came to Michigan He was a four-star guy, but he wasn't the most heavily recruited four-star that you'll ever see. And came to Michigan as a very raw defensive edge rushing prospect and ended up flourishing. And you know, had it not been for that unfortunate Achilles tear during the pro day, he would have definitely went in the first round of the NFL draft, ended up slipping to the second round. The talent is certainly there for Nathan Ifobe to kind of have that same trajectory as well. He not, like I said, not a heavily recruited guy. Of course, he had the offers from Georgia and some of these other pretty decent programs. I'm not sure how committable those offers were at this point late in the cycle, but he's certainly a kid worth taking a flyer on. And the rankings, as far as Nathan Ifobe's rankings go, are kind of all over the place from the industry-wide. It's just you don't see this a whole lot when it comes to prospects. But like I said, Ifobe on the 24/7 composite, 462 overall. You go to On3, the On3 network, their personal ranking, they have him as 123 overall in the country. The On3 consensus has him at 590. 24/7's personal rankings have him a lot lower than their composite rankings. They have him as an 85, a three-star prospect as an 85, number 97 on the interior offensive line, number 116 in the state of Georgia. Just really, really all over the place. And with the way that Michigan has been dominating along the line of scrimmage over the last couple seasons, I am certainly trusting Sherrone Moore in this evaluation. He's already got two very solid prospects and highly regarded prospects with Amir Herring and Evan Link. I certainly trust the evaluation with Nathan Ifobe. They would not have offered him over the summer if they weren't truly interested in him, and they wouldn't have brought him up on a visit if they weren't truly interested as well. Like I said, he's planning to use that official visit sometime in December, so the regular season would have already ended. I guess it really just depends if Michigan makes it to the Big Ten championship game or not, as far as the timing goes for his official visit, because if that's the case, then he definitely wouldn't be able to visit the weekend of December 2nd. It'd have to be probably the weekend or the weekend even after that, either December 9th or December 16th. The early signing period begins a Wednesday, December 21st. So he certainly does have some time as far as getting that official visit snuck in. Not like it's the biggest deal in the world, but just to have that experience at Michigan, I think would mean a lot to him and would be certainly good to take advantage of. As far as the other offensive linemen that Michigan's recruiting in this class, they're still going after a few guys. I think the big fish that they're still going after is Caleb Lomu, who took an official visit earlier this fall, last month, in fact. He's number 230 on the composite at 6'5", 260. He's more of a tackle along the offensive line. But this one, I don't think it's going to go Michigan's way. I think this is probably going to be one of the West Coast schools that are going after him. So whether it's Utah or USC, I think he will inevitably end up staying out west. Obviously, Spencer Fano is another guy that they are going after. He is announcing his commitment December 6th. He visited the same weekend that Lomu did. That was for the Michigan State game. He's ranked even higher. He's number 141 on the composite. He is 6'5", 270, also a tackle all the way through. He's from Provo, Utah. The only prediction in right now is for BYU, but it's not a very high confidence level prediction. So as far as where he may end up, it could be Michigan, could be BYU. Utah is obviously big in this recruitment as well. Clemson and Oregon, probably two other schools to keep a close eye on when it comes to Spencer Fano. At the end of the day, I think it's really going to come down to this third prospect, and his name is Taliafi Tala. And he is a tackle as well. He's from the state of Utah, going after a lot of kids over there in that section of the country along the offensive line in this cycle here. He's 6'5", 295, so he's a bigger guy. He's a four-star, number 386 overall in the composite. You would probably anticipate Michigan State is going to be up there in this recruitment too. Arizona is another big-time program going after him, as is Oregon State. He's going to be playing in the Polynesian Bowl. So you know that he is a very, very talented player. Took an unofficial visit to Michigan earlier this fall. That was for the Penn State game, so he got a chance to see Michigan's offensive line really put the pound on Penn State's defensive line, paved the way for an over 400-yard rushing day for Blake Corum, Donovan Edwards, C.J. Stokes. So I think he's probably the one guy to keep the closest eye on. I think Michigan's still in the running here. They could end up getting a commitment from Taliafi Tala. I'm not feeling too confident about Lomu, and I'm not feeling too confident about Fano. I think at this point, if it's not Tala, you just ship it off until the 2024 class, or perhaps look in the portal this offseason if you're not incredibly confident with what you have moving forward, which if I were Sherrone Moore, I would feel pretty confident with what I have moving forward, especially at the tackle spots. I think they're in a good spot at tackle, especially. And as obviously the interior is going to be good with, you assume Greg Crippen's probably going to be the center, and you've got guards galore in Ann Arbor. So I think they will be just fine. But with Ifobe committing, Michigan's now got 16 commits in this 2023 class, ranked 21st overall as of last second check, 22 overall, actually, with that commitment. There must have been some reshuffling of rankings here. But yes, it's still a solid class overall, with the chance to reel in several more guys by the time the early signing period comes to fruition here within the next month or so. And there's going to be quite a bit happening. So I fully anticipate them picking up several more guys before December 21st rolls around. So that's it on Ifobe. Let's get to our sponsor here before we move on to our final segment. Well, let's talk about Manscaped real quick. The best at men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools to protect your family jewels. And the latest in men's grooming with Manscaped is the Performance Package 4.0. This is incredible. The Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, waterproof, patented skin-safe technology. It literally is everything that you would ever possibly want out of men's grooming technology. You also get the Weed Whacker Ear Nose Trimmer, Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Cleanser Groin Wash, Crop Reviver Ball Spray. And if that is not enough for you, you get a free pair of boxers and a travel bag to carry all of your goodies in. So join the 5 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and use the promo code MNB20 to get 20% off your order. Again, MNB20 to get 20% off your order. So head to manscaped.com, use that promo code at checkout, 20% off, free worldwide shipping. Now, let's get to our final segment here. We are going to discuss where Michigan stands with a few of the Illinois game visitors. So some of the prospects that were on campus this past weekend for the Michigan-Illinois game, and there sure were several of them. Let's start right at the top with one of the guys that I would really hope Michigan lands in this class, and that is Jahyr Hill, 2023 four-star cornerback. He has been on Michigan's campus numerous times at this point. He was on campus this past weekend for the Illinois game, which honestly wasn't too surprising to hear that news when it dropped, because he's from the state of Illinois and the Illinois football program, one of the top options for him, probably the top two with Illinois and Michigan. So I fully anticipated that happening before it was announced, and then it was announced, and I just was like, yep, that checks out. That makes sense. So he has already taken official visits to Illinois and Michigan. Those both happened in the month of June. He has visited Michigan and Illinois for game day visits this season, and would not surprise me if he gets over to Illinois once more before the early signing period happens. But he was on campus this past weekend, saw Michigan take down Illinois within the final 10 seconds of the game. thanks to a Jake Moody field goal. He spoke with 24/7 Sports' Steve Wilfong at 24/7 Sports. And he had a pretty interesting quote here about his time in Ann Arbor. He said, and I quote, "Michigan is Mars, to sum it up. Fan base is the alien population." And Wilfong noted that Hill laughed when he gave that answer. But he had another quote that said that the staff is over the top. They're not shy at all. They know that they're a big-time university, but they put you first. So take that for what it's worth. I from what I've read and seen, it seems like he had another successful visit in Ann Arbor this weekend. Did not pull the plug on his recruitment, did not commit anywhere. That does not shock me whatsoever. I fully anticipate this going up to the wire with Michigan and Illinois. The intriguing part is that he told Steve Wilfong Michigan is in his top three. I don't know who that other school is other than Michigan and Illinois, because those are clearly, clearly the top two schools for him at this point. So I really think it's going to come down to one of those two schools. I don't know who it's going to be, but if you're a Michigan fan, you definitely hope that it's Michigan, because not only is he a talented player, but Michigan doesn't have a cornerback or a safety committed in this 2023 class. Jahir Hill, 6'1", 170, 203 on the composite, number 26 cornerback in the country. So really good player. You hope good news comes eventually, but Michigan has really done all it can at this point as far as trying to convince him to commit and to become a Michigan Wolverine in the near future. Let's get to some other guys who visited. And this one was a really nice surprise to see. Another defensive back who was a surprise visitor for the game against Illinois, and that is Aaron Gates, a four-star cornerback at 6 foot, 180 pounds from the state of Georgia. He has been committed to the Florida Gators since August 26th of 2021. So it's been over a year that he has been committed to Florida. He's going to be taking his official visit to Florida in December, but he has visited Michigan numerous times this calendar year. He visited for the spring game. He has visited for this Illinois game. He is heavily interested in the Michigan Wolverines, and Steve Klinkscale is not going to go down without a fight when it comes to Aaron Gates, because he has been one of the top guys that he's recruited in this 23 cycle. And Aaron Gates, albeit he is a commit to the Florida Gators, he is still being receptive to what Steve Klinkscale and the Wolverines are telling him. So the fact that he was able to get Aaron Gates up, and this was an unofficial visit, so this was on Aaron Gates and his family's own dime. They paid their way to go up. And so it was him and his family attended this game against Illinois. You probably hope that it isn't too cold of a game for a kid that's from Georgia and a kid that's committed to an SEC school like Florida, but it really sounds like Aaron Gates had a good time from the things that I've read and the things that I've seen. So again, I mean, just going to keep chipping away until that early signing period, until Aaron Gates signs his letter of intent to whichever school he goes to. Michigan, they are going to keep battling for him to flip, and we will certainly see how this all shakes out. Let's talk about another defensive player who visited, specifically defensive back who visited for the Illinois game. His name is Cameron Calhoun. He is a recent offeree. He is a three-star player at 481 overall in the composite. He's 6 foot, 170 pounds from Cincinnati, Ohio. And this was an unofficial visit for him, so he still has the opportunity to come up on an official visit sometime in the month of December. He was offered by Michigan on November 3rd, and he was committed to the Cincinnati Bearcats at that time, but then decommitted 10 days later. He also picked up some recent offers from Michigan State, Maryland, and then he took his official visit to Kentucky the weekend of November 12th. So it was the day after his official visit to Kentucky is when he decommitted from Cincinnati. So, yeah, I mean, this certainly is one that is trending in Michigan's favor as well. I think the ability to play early at Michigan and the fact that there are no defensive backs committed to Michigan at this time really play a good factor for Michigan's eventual chances. And I think they can seal the deal at some point. Definitely keep an eye on if he's able to come up on an official visit to Michigan at some point in the near future. Within the next month, it would have to be before the early signing period. If they're able to do that, which I would anticipate they could probably do that, I think they'll have a pretty good shot to land him and finally perhaps get a cornerback commit in this 23 class. Would be a really nice development. That is for sure. Let's end today's podcast talking about a couple defensive linemen committed to the University of Wisconsin. Let's start with Rod Pierce, also known as Trey Pierce. He is among the top targets, recent top targets, along the defensive interior for Mike Elston and the Wolverines. So he is 6'3", 290. He is a three-star at 739 overall in the composite, but much higher on 24/7's personal rankings. Still a three-star, but he's an 89 overall, so he's hovering in between that three- and four-star status. He's from Oaklawn, Illinois. This was an official visit that he took to Michigan this past weekend. He took an unofficial visit earlier in the season, and he told 24/7 Sports' Alan Trieu that Michigan is now at the top for him in his recruitment, even though he's still committed to Wisconsin verbally, at the very least. It doesn't seem like it's a very strong commitment by any means, but it is a commitment nonetheless, I guess you can say. But really good prospect. I don't anticipate him making up his mind at any point within the next few days or week or even anywhere in that time frame, because it sounds like he wants to take a visit to Illinois and a visit to Texas. So could have a couple more visits on the docket before he locks it down, signs his letter of intent during the early signing period next month. But he did say that, quote, "As of now, I would say that Michigan is at the top of my list of options right now. I loved my visit." So I don't think you can get much better than that as far as a reaction coming out of a visit. It really seems like he genuinely loves Michigan and what Michigan has to offer. So that is just stellar news for a really, really good prospect, a Roderick Trey Pierce. Let's talk about the other Wisconsin defensive line. Will not commit anymore after he decommitted before the visit to Michigan, but was a commit to Wisconsin, and nose tackle Jamel Howard, 6'3", 320. He's from Chicago, Illinois. He's ranked lower. He's 1,230th on the composite, but historically, they don't really value nose tackles that much because they're very specific to a defensive scheme. Michigan's scheme just happens to be that specific fit for him. So he took an unofficial visit and is hoping to make an official visit at some point in the near future. He was former high school teammate Jimmy Rolder was among the main players that hosted him and kind of showed him around, had a good time with him. He told Bryce Maritch over at the Michigan Insider that his visit was great. He had lots of fun, got to see his buddy Jimmy Rolder, watching him live out his dream. And he says that they're pretty close. He was like a big brother to me. All just really, really good stuff. And you really can't get much better than that as well. He told Maritch that he's still in the decision phase of his recruitment. He's looking at some other schools at this time, but he does plan to come back to Michigan on an official visit. That would have to happen like these other official visits would have to happen within the next few weeks here before the early signing period, or if he takes it past the early signing period, I guess it could be in January or February. That doesn't seem very likely with this one. So I think This is really Michigan's to lose at this point. I think crystal balls will probably start flooding in for him, and I would not be shocked whatsoever to see him schedule that official visit within the next couple weeks or so. I do think the Wolverines can seal the deal. They've got everything going for them in this one. Would be really surprised if Jamel Howard's college decision was not Michigan at this point. So yeah, that's just a few of the visitors that were on campus this weekend for the Illinois game. Curious to hear your thoughts on who you think Michigan will pick a commitment up from next out of these guys, who you think is the most likely to commit. Please comment if you're listening on amazingbrew.com. Would love to start a discussion with you about these guys and so many other recruits that Michigan's going after in this cycle. Please follow us on Twitter. Follow me at Vaughn underscore Lozon, Maize and Brew. You can search at Maize and Brew. That's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. YouTube channel as well. Subscribe there and leave 5-star reviews and subscribe to all the Maize and Brew podcasts. We would certainly appreciate all of that. Whether you're going to the game this weekend or watching from home, you know, hope you have a fun time and really hoping for a good result this weekend. And we will, as we always do, we will be back with another edition of Future Brew, talking about more football recruiting very soon. But until then, stay safe out there, everybody, and go Blue.